This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity.
Bobby, it's like sessions for the right, you know what I'm saying?
Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Welcome back. No, I mean that sincerely. I know you had fun over the weekend, I would hope. You know, a lot. Hopefully you got a lot done, a lot accomplished, unlike me. I got nothing done, really, this weekend. Not looking for sympathy, but, you know, God, I had a tooth issue, I'll put it that way. And, man, that stuff drains you, doesn't it? Anyway, always a pleasure to have you guys with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head over to the website, realside.com, where you can watch. Come on, you guys, do this with me. We'll do it in unison. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. A lot you can get done up there, including signing up for the email blast. And if you don't want the email, if that's not your thing, and you want to be able to get it via text message, you can always text TRS to 55222, TRS to 55222, and I'll get what I can out to you. Always appreciate your time with me. Yeah, apparently, you know what, this weekend, we're going to talk more about Tlaib and Omar in the next hour. Okay, because there's not enough time to do them justice. I got Kimberly Marin coming on right after the break. And, you know, again, when it comes to the gun issues, the Second Amendment issues, I mean, people just are making me nuts. Nobody really cares. It seems like, especially those on the left, the rule of law is not something they're really interested in anymore. You know, I mean, seriously, I you would think they're always screaming about the president not following the law. And yet they're fine with it. They're fine with totally ignoring it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really appreciate the time you're spending with us. Gavin Newsom, you know what? If you didn't know this for a fact, I think it would be easy to guess that he is Nancy Pelosi's nephew. All right? Because when you think about it, so Gavin is blaming everybody for the woes of California. I want you to know it's everybody else's fault. Right? Gavin now says that the vast majority of San Francisco homeless people, they're coming from Texas. Because can't possibly be his fault, right? Lie. PolitiFact calls it a lie. The numbers call it a lie. It's just a lie. Main reason for San Francisco's homeless crisis, gentrification, job losses, evictions, mental health, substance abuse. I mean, look at it. So they come here from Texas, go right past Colorado and other states. They come here from Texas to shoot up, crap in the street, pee in the street, because they can get away with it here, right? Newsom was mayor of San Francisco from January 2004 through January 2011. The Democrat governor was asked during a June interview on Axios on HBO why San Francisco's homeless population didn't experience a net decline during his tenure as mayor. Now, did you catch that? He did nothing to fix that problem. Just like the Democrat Los Angeles mayor is doing nothing to fix that problem. Newsom said most of the homeless people on the street when he left office were not from California. He said, we took responsibility for them because they were here. Then, what some feel was a moment of clarity, I feel was a moment of total, you know, disconnect from his brain. He said the vast majority of San Francisco homeless people also came in from Texas. And we know this as fact. Didn't give you any fact, didn't show you anything. He says San Francisco struggled for decades, or he didn't say that. Writer says San Francisco struggled for decades with a large homeless population. Reached well over 8,000 in January, up 17% from 2 years ago. So we examined Newsom's mayoral record on homelessness. That goes back to tracking his gubernatorial campaign promises to tackle the issue statewide. The Times first pointed out, the L.A. Times, usually they're on their side 100%. First pointed out Newsom's questionable statement about Texas, leading the California Republican Party to later call it a baseless claim. Newsom's statement is contradicted by San Francisco's own homeless counts, which is really funny. So Newsom, again, as do most Democrats at his level, they decide to pull these. I got to be clean about it because we're on early. They pull these facts out of nowhere. Whatever suits them, whatever makes them feel better, whatever they do, so they don't look too bad. So it comes from Texas. Why Texas? Well, Texas was a Republican state. Rick Perry was governor at the time. Has to be his fault. But yet we had hordes of people moving from California to Texas for the better opportunities. A smaller share said they lived in another California county. Often the smallest percentage said that they lived out of state before becoming homeless in San Francisco. A small percentage. Right? And when they did the study, when they did the survey, they found that the majority of them did come from San Francisco and the surrounding area. And a 2019 report found that 70% had lived in the city, 22% in another California county. Which is really funny about this, though, is Newsom also came out last year and said the reason there's so many homeless people in San Francisco is because of President Trump. Yeah, if the economy, he said it, not me. If the economy wasn't so good, there wouldn't be people in the streets because now they were raising the prices of apartments in San Francisco, driving the lower paid people out. So if you take two or three hits off the crack pipe, that would totally make sense. Kimberly Marin joins me after the break. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I'll bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5566. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just all around being, you know, just being involved in the conversation. Let me bring her in because I know how much she is. She's probably bouncing off the walls right now. Kimberly Moran joins me, as she does every week, to help me kick off the week and set me straight when I'm way off. But on this one, I know I got her on this one. Anyhow, Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
You know, Kimberly, when you think of California, right, and the movies of old, and you think about what was going, you know, you see the sky, the blue skies and the green mountains and the blue ocean and all that stuff, I think the last thing you think of is brown piles of poop, right? I mean, that's really the first thing from your mind. But this is
brown piles of human poo.
Yeah. Okay, you're right. You got me on that one. See, I said you come on to straight. So, you know, they're so busy. God, my mouth hurts just laughing about this. They're so busy banning plastic straws, right? Now they're talking about banning plastic cups. And then you can't give water to people in a restaurant unless they ask for it. The waitress, the service person, can actually be fined if they give you water or... I mean, think about this. If they give you water, if they give you a straw at the same time, my God, you might go to jail for life in California, right? But... When it comes to human poop, leave it anywhere you want to. It's just fine. And now they're saying this is becoming almost like an epidemic in the major cities across the state. And the problem is here in California, it gets hot, it gets windy, that stuff starts flying through the air in the fine dust particles. And now diseases are coming back that we thought were gone, that we thought really wasn't a problem. And there are actually several smartphone apps to help you find this stuff so you don't step into it.
it's horrifying. I was listening to that moron, Gavin Newsom, today. And it's hard to believe that is happening in the United States. Like, you know, we have homeless people sometimes. It's because they're crazy and we can't do anything to help them or I mean, I'm sure we could, but whatever. There's different reasons, right? But what's going on in California is horrifying. I mean, people are living in a cesspool, and it's not just the people, the homeless people that are living in that cesspool. It's the people that are work there and live there that have homes and have businesses that have to try to work their way around all that because it can be anywhere.
Yep. What I love about this, but there's nothing, they are doing absolutely nothing about it. In L.A.,
I know.
There's a recall petition out for the mayor of Los Angeles because he's ignoring it. He refuses to do anything about it.
Wow.
So, I don't know. You can't get the people help. You can't move them anywhere. They can live wherever they want to live. I mean, heck, I wish I would have known that when I was single. I would have, look at all the tents I could have moved into for free or whatever. I don't
know. Well, John Stossel just did a thing on that, a clip on that. And two of the kids that were there were like young guys. It's like, dude, get off your behind and get a job.
Yep.
Ooh, you know, we like staying here.
Yep. Oh, they're on the beach. I mean, the beach ones I love. They're scattered all over the beach in Santa Monica. Beautiful, beautiful community at one time. Santa Monica sitting there going, come on, you can live here, you know, because it's beautiful and it's by the water. Well, they got what they asked for. And now, you know, the homeless population down there is just out of control. And
they have that in Hawaii, too, you know.
Really?
No one ever talks about that. People... you can get there from anywhere. I knew someone from New England who did that.
Wow.
Slept on the beach.
Yeah, Gavin was talking about the homeless issue. Still not his fault because they come in. You ready for this one? You're going to love this. They come in from Texas. He really said that.
I heard.
And I just think this is wonderful. I really do. I think this is wonderful.
And you know what's really sad is there are people out there who believe him.
Believe him. That's right.
Oh, God. I mean, that's the worst part. He knows he's lying because that's all he ever does is lie.
Yeah.
But people actually believe that he's telling the truth.
Yeah, and he actually signed a law today. Oh, yeah, I figured you would have caught on to this one. He signed a law today that's going to restrict the use of force with police departments in the state of California.
That's what I was listening to today. Excuse me.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to choke. So
I
basically.
I choked on it too.
Oh my God. Yeah, so I didn't look at what the actual language of the law is, but it says you have to try to de-escalate. Well, cops already try to de-escalate. They don't just automatically pull out their gun and shoot someone.
They don't?
They try to de-escalate.
Oh my God. I didn't know that. I thought you immediately said, stop or I'm going to shoot, and they just...
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, so that's their job in the first place, is to try to de-escalate. He has no clue what a cop job is. But he's basically making them put their own lives at risk, even more so than they already are, because God forbid some criminal comes at you, you're supposed to try to stop them first before using your self-defense firearm that you have for that reason.
Yeah. Well, no. What I love the best, you're right. He needs to go out and do two or three nights of a ride-along to really understand what these guys go through. But they don't care. They really don't care.
No, he
didn't
care.
Did you notice who he had around him? He had a bunch of women around him at one point in time holding babies in their arms, like the dads were dead and gone. Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, the impression was, you know, here were single moms and they were left single, or the baby in their arm could be the next victim. Like, the only thing the cops do is to go out there. Now, mind you, he's surrounded by cops for protection, right?
Yep.
I'm sure he'll be okay with them shooting before they try to de-escalate somebody who wants to kill him. You know what
right.
I would love? I would love, even, I don't want the man to be hurt, but wouldn't it be great if somebody grabbed Newsom as a hostage, held a gun to his head, and have a cop sit there and say, whoa, here, let me get the manual here. I got to try to de-escalate, so hold on a second. I mean,
right? Seriously.
Right? I mean, I got to get the report. You probably get it before I would, but in 2018, the shootings were up because cops hesitated.
Yes.
Right?
Across the country.
Yes. Yes.
In places that have made laws like that, Baltimore, homicides are up, crime is up in all these, Chicago, and now it's going to go up even more in California, thanks to Newsom.
Yeah.
Have fun, kids.
Well, all right. Anyhow, I'm Joe Messina, your host.
Sorry.
The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure.
I don't hear any music yet.
I know, but it's there. I'm looking at the clock. I'm sure you're not. I'm Joe Messina, your host.
Now there it is.
There it is. Are you going to sing along? We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. With your new host, Kimberly Marin. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
A shakeup at the top of the Bureau of Prisons. It's the latest development involving the death of Jeffrey Epstein, found dead in his cell at a federal facility in New York City. The Attorney General Bill Barr firing the acting chief of the Bureau of Prisons, Hugh Horowitz, and replacing him with Dr. Kathleen Sawyer, who ran the department from 1992 to 2003 before retiring. This is the third director in 2 years to leave the agency. The job involves overseeing 122 federal prison facilities, including the Metropolitan Correctional Center, where Epstein died. On Wall Street, stocks in positive territory, the Dow gaining almost 250 points. Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway telling Fox News, President Trump will make a deal with China when the time is right.
He doesn't want to do a deal if it's a bad deal.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
Come on, let's have happy feet for a couple of minutes, or a couple of seconds, actually. Joe Messina, your host, shows to the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head over to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. Lots going on there. And listen, head up to the website, because if you don't want the emails, because some want emails, if you don't want the emails, you can always get it by text message. And simply text TRS to 55222. That's TRS to 55222. And thanks so much for tuning in tonight. Let me just bring her back on. I always enjoy when she's on with me. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week, and we kind of kick off the week and go through some of the issues of the day. And Kimberly, first, thanks for being with me. Secondly, where can they find your amazing writings?
Thank you, and thanks for having me. GraniteGrok.com and also New Hampshire Political Buzz. Although I haven't been writing, I've been writing mostly on Grok because it's just easier.
Well, New Hampshire Political, let me see, New Hampshire. What happened to New Hampshire? Something happened in New Hampshire recently.
Last.
Go ahead.
Last Thursday,
yeah,
a president came to see us, and it wasn't one of the people running for president. It was the president.
Wow. So you got to see the crowd. Now, I heard that there were plenty of people that there weren't as many people there as they led us to believe, but you were there, right?
Yes, I was there, and I have to tell you, because I parked down the street, so when I walked up to the street to the arena, I couldn't see the end of the line. I have no idea where it went. And apparently it was like a mile and a half. I have no idea. I never saw the end of the line. I was up front talking, because I knew some people at the VIP area and, state reps and stuff were there and some other people. So I was up front. And they were already letting people in early to get in because there were so many people and it was hot out.
Yeah.
So they were already letting people in. And then the fire marshal is the one who said, okay, that's it. That's capacity, which is like 11,500. And he stopped the line from anyone getting in. And so I didn't see when he stopped it or anything because I was already inside at that point.
Right.
But there were thousands of people that didn't make it in.
Wow.
To the arena. So he said there was 11,500 inside, and then I read afterwards he said there was 8,000 to 9,000 outside.
Wow. Now,
so
could you see, would you honestly be able to say, looking around outside, that 8,000 to 9,000 could have been hanging out outside?
They could have been. I mean, I think he meant when it first stopped. Because I'm not good with large crowd size numbers. I can figure out small crowd size numbers, but not large.
Okay.
Because let me tell you, when I left a little bit earlier, because my, excuse me, my thing is mostly the photography and, you know, some stories and stuff like that. But so I left a little bit earlier so I could beat the traffic out of there.
Oh,
and not a big deal. Walked outside, and I was floored. I was shocked. There were so many people outside. And they were watching him on the Jumbotron, which I didn't even know they had there.
Yeah, they did that at all his events.
Okay. I didn't know that. There were people lined up and down both sides of the street. I don't know how far down it went. I'm sure they were mostly in that area, but it was definitely a minimum of 1,000 that were still there. And this was towards the end, mind you.
Wow.
This wasn't like at the beginning or even in the middle. It was towards the end, so it wasn't right away. But there was so many people there. I was shocked. I actually took a video, and I said a potty word in it because I said, holy something. Not thinking, because it was, I could not believe how many people were there.
No, if,
I didn't expect that.
Right, because we hear about it all the time, but you don't really see it because mainstream media doesn't allow you to see it, right?
Right, the only way I would have known that ever happens is by being there. And other people I know had said the same thing about his rallies that they have been to, that there's always a huge overflow crowd.
Now, what I love was, did you see the little Elizabeth Warren clip where she was inside and she came out to talk to her adoring fans and she said, hey, good news and bad news. Good news is we're sold out on the inside, you know, the place is full. Bad news is we're sold out on the inside, and everybody kind of clapped. And when the camera first pulled, there had to be a couple hundred people outside. So I'm thinking, you know, how did they rectify that with him having thousands outside, thousands inside? And it was hot there, right?
Yes.
And it was August, New Hampshire, hot.
Yeah. it wasn't that bad.
Well,
it wasn't that bad, but it was definitely hot. Yep.
Yeah. So again, I just love that they can't give him credit for anything. And some say that he paid people. And then there was an article up that said there were union people there that were paid to be there or told they wouldn't get paid if they weren't there. And I'm going, yeah.
That was a different rally. That was in Pennsylvania at a business.
What was that all about?
That was some business he was going to, I forget, somewhere in Pennsylvania. And the union guys, I don't know what deal was made. And it wasn't that the union leaders and job stewards made this deal. And it wasn't that the people weren't going to get paid. They just want to get paid overtime.
Right.
So, you know, they didn't go. So, yeah, if you don't work, you're not getting paid.
Right.
So that was the deal with that one. And, you know, everybody was flipping out about it. It's like, well, why aren't you pointing your fingers at the union leaders and the shop stewards, because they're the ones who made that deal.
Yeah. Well, but
I wouldn't make that deal.
Of all the things going on, that seemed to be the thing that was pushing, you know, people were pushing the hardest as to how union members were forced to go to an event of his. And I'm thinking,
right.
I don't think you can force union members to do anything they don't want to do, but that's just me.
No, they didn't have to go, absolutely. But why not go and get paid overtime? I would.
So
if I want, you know what I mean? Who cares?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And the other thing, too, is people kept making comments about empty seats. And there's one point where these people were out of their seats because the lines were long to get food or water. One of the editors of my Granite Rock that I was with, he ran down and he stood in line and got three of us something to drink. But he came back with a Diet Coke with caffeine in it for me. And I'm like, oh, boy. I'm like, I haven't had caffeine, Diet Coke in, like, 20 years.
Oh, God.
But, that's the lines for,
but go ahead, yeah.
Yeah. But the lines for water were too long. I mean, that's how long We couldn't eat. We couldn't stand in line to get anything to eat because it was too long of a wait. You would miss anything else inside. My fun was taking pictures of the people. And that's the other thing that was interesting. You know, oh, Trump supporters are this and that. But all these people were, like, showing me their signs and, like, trying to get my attention to take their picture. Knowing I'm press.
Right.
To take their picture, which I thought was pretty interesting. And I met... there were people camped out the night before.
Yeah,
and I
it's like a rock concert,
yeah,
isn't it?
I would never do that even for a rock concert.
Well, so,
not even when I was younger. But so I went up and I talked to them because I saw it on the news, and I went and talked to them, and they were from all over the place, including New Hampshire, and there was a contingent of Vietnamese,
wow,
who were there. And a young girl from New Hampshire introduced me to, I don't know if it was her great-grandma, it must have been her grandmother. And she had fought the communists in Vietnam. They tortured her, broke her neck. And that's why they were here. That's why they're in America. That's why they support Trump. Because they're against communism. They don't want to see us ever go that way.
Wow.
That's pretty wild.
Isn't it? It's, and what's really funny is, again, look at what the Dems are running. Look at who, you know, I got in a match with somebody in my, well, it really wasn't a match. They had no ammunition. But on a local Facebook page, and they were talking about how, you know, what the white supremacy and how we're white supremacists and we only support white people. And I said, did you look at the top five runners in your 2020 presidential campaign?
Okay. Right.
Not only did white, they're old. And white.
Yep.
You got so much better talent. And again, I know Tammy doesn't agree with me, but I think, you know, people like Tulsi Gabbard is the one that gives me a little shiver because she is more sane than the rest of them. You know what I'm saying?
No, she's too monotone, though. I can't listen to her anymore.
Really? Is she really? That? I haven't listened to her in a while. But I guess my point is... She's not so far left, she's ready to fall off the cliff. Do you know what I mean?
Well, John Delaney isn't as bad either. Listening to them in the debates, he's not as insane as the rest of them either.
Yeah, but look who's getting to 30-plus points, right? You got Biden, and now it's Warren. Oh, my God. I can't believe that. I mean, is that...
I think it shows you about Democrats' quarters.
Ooh. All right, we'll be back in a minute. You can write your emails to her, Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of you.
Everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
We are back. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us, hanging out with us, and, you know, when I say us, you know who I mean, right? Kimberly Marin joins me every week. I always appreciate her time with me and like to hear about what she's done over the weekend with the, you know, the gun, what do? You do gun classes. Tell people what you do there in New England.
I teach women how to safely and accurately shoot, and I'm a political activist, and I wreak havoc on people who are bad politicians.
So you're pro-choice, if you would, when you're talking about, you know, teaching women how to choose to protect themselves.
My body, my choice. I choose to protect myself with a firearm. Yep.
There you go. That's the next bumper sticker. Perfect. Anyway.
Right?
Yeah.
It is a good one.
So at the Trump rally, were there any... Well, now, I saw him take out a few protesters, but I think they would have some protesters outside. Was there anything... violence that happened there that was started by Trump people?
Oh, God, no.
Yeah.
No, the haters are the Democrats. They're not the Trump people. The Trump people were all having a good time. You know what's funny is I was sitting next to a woman in the press area, Press Pen, they call it. And as soon as I saw her, I knew she was a lefty, right? But she was fine. We were pleasant. We talked back and forth. Although she seemed really interested. Where did I go to call it? Oh, because I was a conservative. I told her I worked right for a conservative org. She's like, I'm just thinking about it now. She asked me where I went to college. And we were talking. I'm like, why did she even ask me where I went to freaking college?
She wanted to see if you were educated at all.
Yes.
And, right?
Yes. And then listen, the article she wrote, we sat next to each other, Joe.
Yeah.
The article she wrote was basically condescending towards Trump supporters, the people in the audience, who, mind you, happen to be her neighbors. Like, she made a note in the blog she wrote that none of them had, like, college shirts on. Like, no, because they're at a Trump rally, you moron. People wear Trump stuff when you go to rallies like that.
oh, God.
But we both wrote articles, but they were completely opposite. I took photos, all kinds of photos of happy people, women for Trump, suburban women for Trump. I mean, you know, little kids. The people were cheering. The crowd was happy. They were cheering. They were having a good time. And this woman was just like, ugh, these people. And I almost wrote an article about comparing the two, and I'm like, nah, I'll be nice.
Oh, no, you should have. You know, it's the view of the world from, you know, two different eyes, right? I mean, two different sets of eyes. Now, when you show up at those things, when certain people show up, you know, they've already got a mindset as to what they're looking for, what they're looking to capitalize on. It's the same thing when we go listen to Dems speak, you know. You know what you're going to hear. You know it's going to be the same old, same old. I love it when people walk out of a Kamala Harris event and they're enamored. They're in love. It's like they found a new girlfriend. Well, in her case, maybe.
Willie Brown's girlfriend.
Think about it.
My thing, when I go to any of these, and that includes when I go to the opposite side's protests, because I go to those too. For me, it's all about the photographs, right? You're telling a story with all the pictures that you take.
Right.
And so I don't go in really with preconceived notions because I honestly had no idea what to expect from the Trump rally. I had been to one before, but it took so long that I left before he even got there. I don't do well with standing around waiting.
I'm not a line person either. I used to, when we go to theaters, I would go buy tickets the day before or something so I didn't have to wait in line. I just go and go. You know,
right. Well, no, I mean, I got there late, but he didn't get there until late, so that was one of the issues.
Ah.
And I was all done. I went home and watched it.
Even when I go to our conservative stuff, I always let the guys in front of me, let them go and get in and get seated. And, yeah, you're right. We get thrown in the news pen, which is really funny because I'm not a news guy, so let me go.
Right.
All right, so.
Oh, it was wicked. But, it was funny when somebody says CNN sucks, and the audience twice turn around and they're all booing and like laughing. They're looking right at CNN.
CNN?
Yes. It's like, well, oh, man.
Yeah, that's nasty. That's terrible. Why do they let them? You know, that's all you're going to hear about eventually. But all right.
Yeah, I know.
So we got, before I let you go, I'll let you chime in on Omar and what's her name? Talib? Whatever.
Anti-Semite.
Isn't it? Now, think about something. Just at the rudimentary level, right? Israel has a law against allowing people, any person with a heartbeat, right, to come into their country when they're advocating for the demise of their country.
Right.
So they want to hide behind, I don't know what, diplomatic immunity or the fact that they're diplomats or the fact that they're elected officials, which frankly means absolutely nothing in that country. They're not elected to that country. But anyway,
okay,
they want to use that. Go ahead.
Right, they because they're part of Congress, but they didn't want to go with Congress. They wanted to go on another trip by a total anti-Semite hate group.
Right.
A week later, so. You know, the media, I don't know if the media is telling the true story about this, but Talib, whatever her name is, they were going to give her a break for humanitarian reasons, and then she said, oh, no, I don't want her now.
Yep.
It's all a show for these people. Yep. I don't know why her or Omar are in our Congress. I don't know why. They are un-American. They are outright hateful, Jew-hating, anti-Semitic people. At least other Democrats who are anti-Semitic are usually more quiet about it. These two are right out there with it.
No, they don't
They're awful. And they hate America.
Yep. Yep. Listen to their, you know what? Listen to them
Just
speak.
Listen to what they say is all you got to do.
Bingo.
It's not me. I'm not making it up. I would never say that.
Well, but isn't it interesting that President Trump and others like him are talking about protecting America by putting up borders, by making sure Americans get taken care of first? They hate America, according to the left. And the left sees Omar and Tlaib and those kinds of people who totally, totally exemplify the American way of life. They are sick people.
Yep. Exactly. They came here, or at least Tlaib's parents did, but their families came here, and they got to live the American dream. And now look, they're in Congress, except they hate America. They absolutely hate America. Yep. And if their constituents are people that actually supported them knowing this, we have a problem. And it's a lot bigger than just those two nitwits.
Well, in Omar's backyard, they're saying that she painted herself as something she isn't. And now, what has she got, like a 7% approval or single digits? So I'm not so sure she's going to get reelected if she gets a decent challenger. Seriously. Good. So, but no, hey, you never know, right?
Remember, dead people vote Democrat.
Yeah, well, I don't know how many are dead there yet. Listen.
Well, they have cemeteries.
Yes, they do. I want to get this in because I think this is funny. You know Marianne Williamson? She's that love lady for running for the White House. And apparently she's going to start a Department of Peace, right? And she's going to put people in the Department of Peace that will go around the world to different governments and kind of compel them to seek peace instead of war. I just want to know. She's a throwback, right, from Woodstock. She has to be. Come on, have some fun with me.
I don't even know what she is. You listen to her talk, and it's I don't know where she's coming from. It's like she took a hit of acid years ago, and it just never wore off.
It never left your body. You're exactly right.
Oh.
Right? She took a couple of hits of LSD to get rid of the acid. That didn't work out so well for her either.
I know she likes, but she wants to live in Harry Potter world. I'm good with that, hey, you know?
Look it.
Maybe we can all get wands.
No, in her world, right, we'd melt all the guns down and we'd make gardens out of them or something. I don't know. You know, she reminds me of one of those flower power girls of the late 60s.
Oh, yeah, she's definitely a throwback hippie. I bet you she smells like patchouli.
Oh.
But my friend Lisa's going to kill me because she wears patchouli.
Yeah.
And I hate it.
No, I'm looking at the list of people that they have, and she doesn't stand a chance, and I get it, and I think it's hilarious.
Oh, God, no.
I don't know. She must be putting her own money into this Beto O'Rourke.
Beta boy?
Yeah. What happened?
Did you see what he did this weekend?
Is that when he's gone? Yeah, I did.
Did you see so he said he posted something, AR-15, $395. And, of course, I tweeted back to him. I said, oh, by the way, can you tell me where that is, where I can find that AR-15 for $395?
Yeah.
Asking for a friend.
Yeah.
It was pretty upper. It wasn't for the whole thing.
No, they don't.
But you can.
They know absolutely nothing about guns, and yet they're experts when they get behind the microphone. All right, where can people find you? We're up against it.
New Hampshire Political Buzz, graniterock.com, and conservativeIND on Twitter.
All right, always a pleasure to have you with me. Joe Messina, your host. Listen, when we come back, we've got a lot of stuff going on next hour, but we're going to harp on, is it Tlaib? We'll figure it out eventually. Tlaib and Omar, two people that really have no business being in Congress. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side.